Joining me is a committee member and organizer with Dryden Fall Fest 2022, Lena Smith. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning, Richard.
We are fast approaching the final event of Fall Fest 2022, but before we get there, the Lorehow Haunt, we haven't had a chance to wrap things up from, was it the 15th of October?
What a night it was. Despite the mist and muck, we were overwhelmed by the people willing to come out and attend. We were able to get almost 600 participants through before we unfortunately had to cut the line off. We couldn't have gotten everyone in. We wish we could have given them all a chance, but our actors and volunteers come first, and we couldn't have asked more of them than what they were already giving. We are discussing an entry system for next year just to avoid having participants come out and not get in. And for those that did come all the way from Kenora and Atticoken, Pickle Lake to Fort Francis and even farther, we are humbled you drove all the way here for our event, and we hope you enjoyed yourself.
And as we said, despite the weather, yes, everybody turning out. We're promising, or at least looking at, a better forecast for Trunk or Treat on Saturday.
This Saturday, October 29th, at the center, we will be running Trunk or Treat from 4 to 7 p.m. We have over 30 trunks coming, with many being bigger industrial vehicles, so that'll be really fun for everyone. And when you arrive, make sure you don't forget to enter for our door prize giveaway. We will be giving one lucky winner a Nintendo Switch Lite.
Fantastic. Changing location from the Lorehow Marsh parking lot. The reason for that?
At this event, like our previous two, it's just gotten bigger and bigger every year. We've outgrown the Marsh parking lot, and we felt that the center was a more central location for neighborhoods. And we also have it on Saturday, the 29th, instead of Halloween this year, just because we thought parents might appreciate not being on a weekday night.
Now, I did see a bit of a map of some of the layout, how things are going to go, and how the trick-or-treaters are going to go through the area. I also noticed something else on the map, something different this year.
We are going to have the Lions Club there serving up their famous food. Make sure that you stop by and buy a bite to eat from them. And then, of course, you and CKDR will be there playing tunes for everyone to listen to.
You bet. Before we get a little bit more about Trunk or Treat, we should mention as well, today being Tuesday, a big tour does start.
Starting today, we have posted the Yard Decor Tour. We had 24 submissions this year, so hop in the car with a family and appreciate your community's decoration.
Trunk or Treat coming up on Saturday, the 29th. Anything else, Lena, you want to mention to get out there before we let you go?
We would just like to remind everyone to please drive slow around that area while the event is going on. We do have crosswalk guards all around the block, but just as a gentle reminder. And once everyone's done at Trunk or Treat, don't forget to stop by the Dryden Museum for a spooky haunted house. They will be running from 4 to 7 on the same day.
Fantastic. Great events brought to you once again by the Dryden Fall Fest Committee and volunteers. We've been chatting this morning with Lena Smith. And again, don't forget, the Yard Decor Tour does start tonight. And a Trunk or Treat 4 till 7 on Saturday. The Museum Haunted House 4 till 7 as well. Lena, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.